Hello, welcome to episode 5 of Letter from Dorset, but this is a special edition because this is Letter from the King's Arms. Hey Shells, so you'll be listening to this on the morning of the 20th of August, which is our wedding day. It's finally come around. Ever so exciting. I just wanted to do a little note to you because obviously I can't be with you this morning because of tradition and all that stuff. So I just wanted to do a quick voice note to, explain what's in the box. Yeah, I hope you're very excited. I'm sure you are. I'm probably going to be very nervous, but I'm you know, very excited and can't wait to finally be your husband. It feels so good to say that finally we're going to be married and we can begin the next chapter of our lives together finally after so many delays, after 2.5 years of being engaged. Very exciting. It's our turn finally to do all the adulty stuff at a wedding. I know it's going to be an amazing day today, and you're going to light up the room. You're going to look absolutely stunning as you always do, but even more so today, and everyone will be able to see as well, which will be amazing. So I just want to start with going through the box, which you have got there. And you can, you might have already looked through it, or you can look through it whilst you're on the phone, whilst I'm doing this podcast, not on the phone, whilst I'm doing this recording. So there's a few things in this box that I've got for you as a wedding presents, and there's as always is the case with me, there are stories behind each and every one, so let's go through them. Firstly, you'll probably see in there are tickets to McFly in a few weeks' time. Didn't forget about that. Obviously, McFly, a link to our relationship, is when we went and saw McBusted live and we were on the Kiss Cam. So hopefully that happens again, but this time I've actually got seats rather than standing, because I think we're too old now to stand for like longer than 20 minutes. So yeah, we'll be sat in the best seats in the balcony for that. So that's in a couple of weeks' time, so that'll be fun. Hope you're excited about seeing McFly in the flesh. She's seeing a live show, which will be amazing at the Vic. So that is the first thing. Another thing in there, you'll see there are some socks. I had to get you these because you can probably see the branding on them. They are Puma. They are Puma socks. You don't have to wear them for the wedding today, obviously. But yeah, I had to get them to you because you are my Puma, which is actually quite a newish name for you, really, when you think about it, because we had Hen for a couple of years. You know, Boobs has always stayed around, and there's been other ones as well. But Puma is like the most recent one, and I'd love to know how long I've been calling you that for. It feels like quite recently, but I don't know, because you are my Puma. You are beautiful, elegant, beautiful inside and out, and just amazing. But then you have a feisty side where you stand up for yourself, and you're strong and you're powerful, which is one of the things I love about you. Such a powerful, strong, confident person who don't take no shit, which I like. I like that. So that is the second thing. The next thing you'll see in there is a package. And this is actually from the yard. So you called me we spoke on the phone a couple of weeks ago when I was on my break, and you said there was this top at the yard that you really liked, but you didn't want to get it because you felt guilty. So as soon as I came off the phone, I messaged them and asked if I could get it because I could hear how much you loved it. And the lady at the yard was really nice, actually. I called her up and I paid her over the phone. And she had nothing but praise for you. Praise? That sounds a bit weird. No, she had nothing but amazing things to say about you. She said how amazing you are, how lovely you are. And basically, I was alluding to how lucky I am. And I know every day, I realise every day how lucky I am to have you in my life. So, you know, just remember, you're loved by everyone you meet, everyone who speaks to you. It's not even just like your friends and family. It's people who you like, you go into a shop and purchase stuff from. Even they say how lovely you are. So yeah, you're just amazing. So yeah, I hope you enjoy the top. I left it in the packaging because she said she was going to wrap it up, and I thought it looked quite pretty. So sorry it's still in all the packaging and stuff. But yeah, hopefully you like it. And she did say if it doesn't fit, to let her know, and she'll yes, your exchange will return it. So yeah, hope you enjoy that. The next two things you can see there is Pandora jewelry in there. And I had to get you Pandora because it feels like Pandora has been a part of our relationship for a very long time. Like, you know, through the years, I've bought you a lot of Pandora jewelry, and I like to think like you purchase them and we purchase them when there's significant and big life events happen, like, you know, trips and things like that. One of my favorites is still the star I got you from London. Basically because I had to trapeze around the whole of London to get it, which was fun. So yeah, I wanted to get you a Pandora charm. I wanted to get you a wedding one. And I did stress a little bit over which one to get. There were two that I liked, but the one I decided on was this one. And the reason for that is because of the wording on it, which I really liked. And it says, my wife always. And I like that saying, always. You know, you're my forever wife, forever booba. My always wife, and yeah, that's just, I like that line always. So I hope you like it. I hope it goes well on your charm or all your other charms. And I just hope you like it. But yeah, I just wanted to symbolize something to symbolize the wedding and that one. There was other ones, you know, when they have like the wine, is it called champagne flutes and things like that? But I just thought they're a bit cringy. But I mean, this one's cringy as well, let's be honest. But yeah, I just like the wording on it, so hope you do as well. And the next thing in there is a Tiffany's box, and there's a necklace in there as well. And the reason I bought you this, now this was something I decided on quite early on actually, is because obviously you've got that necklace I bought for you all those years ago, one of the first presents I got you, the gold heart on there. And obviously back then I wanted to get you something pretty and jewelry, but obviously I was a teenager back then and had no money whatsoever. So I did the best I could, but I wanted to get you something that was similar or the same design, but a better quality one. And the reason for that is I wanted it to symbolize how obviously when we got together, you know, there was a nice symbol, that necklace, but obviously potentially not that strongly made. So I wanted to get you a similar thing, but from a company where I knew it'd be made much stronger, to symbolize how over the years our relationship and our time together, we've just got stronger and stronger over the past 11 years. Like every year, I love you more and more. Every year we seem to get stronger and go on more adventures and just seem to, you know, we just seem to keep liking each other, and we still seem to manage to find stories to tell each other. So that's the reason I got you this necklace. I know it's not the usual gold that you normally love, so I'm sorry about that. But yeah, I thought, you know, because it's basically the same design as the one you had. And yeah, I like the symbolism of it. And it looked pretty as well. So I do hope you like that as well. So that was the reason I got you that, just to symbolize the strength of our relationship and how nothing can ever stop us. We are in it for the long haul, obviously. My forever wife, my best friend, soulmates. I can't imagine. Well, I say I can't imagine my life without you, but you are my life, basically. So, you know, without you, I don't exist, basically. So that puts pressure on you to, never leave me. So there you go. So, yeah, that's explanation for everything. I don't want to go on too much longer because I realise this recording is now already 8 minutes and you've got a lot to be doing this morning. So I'll leave you with this just to say I can't wait to see you later. I can't wait to be in your arms and celebrate our relationship with people we care about the most. I love you so much. I can't, you know, it's amazing how after 11 years, I seem to just love you more and more every single year, every passing minute I'm with you. I just find more and more things to love you, reasons to love you. You're just stunningly beautiful inside and out in everything you do. You're so strong, confident, and just so caring and loving, and everyone just loves you instantly. And I'm, you know, I don't know what I did to be, you know, lucky enough to call you, well, my girlfriend, fiance, and now wife. I obviously did, I know I've got obviously got something over someone to make it fall into place for me like this, because I just feel like the luckiest person alive. I just love you so much. I cannot wait to see you later. I hope you're having a great morning with all the girlies. Hi to all the girlies if they're listening. Yeah, I can't wait to snuggle you and begin on the next chapter together. Love you so much. Light in the darkness. Bye. See you soon.